Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Thursday, the time is 9, and the date is the 25th day of January 2018. The Jewish date today is, who knows what's Jewish date, so it must be Kaf Aleph. Kaf Aleph be Adar, and the year is 5778. You're listening to Roy and Friends. Like every Thursday, we have with us from 96 Centon Drive our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Liel Rimon.
Good morning, shalom everybody. Nice to be here. Thank you.
How are you, Liel?
I'm awesome. I woke up with a smile this morning. I don't know about you guys, because when I came into the studio, everybody was with looking like a bunch of horses with a long face.
Why?
Like, I don't Dion, know, you guys.
You know Dion, the singer.
Yeah.
They went into a shop and they said, "Why the long faced?" Sorry, it's early morning. What do you expect?
No. Yeah, let me tell you.
Celine Dion.
She have a long face.
She's got a very long.
You know, yeah. You know what? I had a nice joke yesterday. Before I forget
it. Not like
it.
A horse. Yeah.
My neighbors are listening to great music, whether they like it or not.
You can hear it through the walls.
No, he can hear it through the speakers. They can hear it.
I don't care. They're listening to great music. So, who do we have more with us? We've got to us our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic, Peter Feldman.
Morning, Roy.
Hi,
morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hope the rain holds for a whole day.
So why are you liking the rain?
I think so. The pool's
nice,
down.
Nice.
The garden needs water. We haven't had rain for a while.
Is
had
it?
A couple of thunderstorms.
But why before the weekend?
You've got 3 days. Or by Saturday, it'll be great. You'll be able to go to the
guided plans
weekend.
Is long.
You can go down to the.
Let me tell you something. Let me take you to 20 years back, 25 years back, when in the old regime. The rain was organized properly. It was 3-4 o'clock. There was rain. Then
one
it was
hour.
Stopped. 1 hour. And then it was sun and it was good. Now, you see what the government
it's
did?
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. They don't know. Especially the weekend. So the guy that's responsible is going home. Instead of being responsible for the rain, he's going home.
And nothing is being done properly, you see.
Nothing's
the whole continent has changed since all the new regimes have come in.
We also go with us, Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm actually better. You're speaking to the microphone and all. I'm very, very, very happy. You know, in one day I'm going to teach him.
To speak to the mic.
To speak to the mic.
Speak to Mike.
So, what do we have today? What do we have on our agenda today? Today we didn't have too many things that happened today.
No, but if anybody heard... what we spoke about, at least in the beginning of the show, about the state of the nation and about the crime that's going on in South Africa.
Yes.
What I heard this morning and last evening was even worse than what we talked about yesterday. There was another hijack and a robbery, or four guys in a BMW took a BMW and they stopped them by Modderfontein. And they shot them, and whatever, they caught three. One is out large, and they say this is part of the Rolex gang. Now, I'm not sure what Rolex gang. I'm sure there is like 1,000 Rolex gangs
that's
by
exactly,
now.
Exactly, you know, they say
the
Rolex gang. That's
the
million
one of
Rolex
the big
gang.
No, in the beginning there was one, but now everybody's a Rolex gang.
One of the victims was Adrian Gore from Discovery.
Well, I also know another victim, but it doesn't matter.
There's a lot.
Another guy, an athlete, South African athlete.
Apparently,
triathlon.
Yeah.
Triathlon athlete was running in the bush training, and a bunch of guys jumped him and tried to cut his leg.
It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Try to saw off his legs.
Try to saw off his legs.
What is wrong with the country? You?
I mean, last night, people who didn't hear last night's show, we spoke about Death Wish and people taking the law into their own hands. I mean, this was a remake of the 1974 movie with Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
And now we've got the Die Hard guy who plays the lead role, Bruce Willis. And he goes out, his wife, there's a home invasion, he goes out and he seeks out the thugs and he delivers his own justice. And we were talking about whether people will do that now. There's no law. People are just taking the law into their own hands and doing exactly what they like. I mean, every day there's news about people being shot. You know, in England, if someone gets hurt or someone, it makes the papers. Yeah, there's so much happening that half the stuff never gets into print. And you read about it on YouTube.
Actually, that's what I said yesterday.
You get a couple of percent of yeah, from the 100
pages, you get
from the 100 murders that happen every day, you hear about two.
Yeah,
it's just not in the news anymore. It's not news anymore.
So the news editors sitting there, every morning they have a conference, and they discuss which news stories they're going to highlight. They're being selective. So they said, well,
the most gruesome,
which is going to sell newspapers, is going to be headlines, Roy. You know, on the posters in the street. I mean, if you read the Daily Star, they have gruesome headlines. Yeah. Tokoloshi ran out with my baby,
The Daily Sun is the London newspaper. It's like the Sun in England.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
It's the same concept, know? Whatever someone just said.
Let me understand. Did your sister run away with the Tokoloshi or not?
No, it was the baby.
She probably
the Tokoloshi ran off with the baby.
Oh, with the baby.
Yeah.
The baby.
Okay. She now, you must understand one thing, exactly what you said, that this is what is in the newspaper. And today, the thing that we know coming from the media. And whatever the media tell us, that's what we know.
Yeah,
and it
correct.
Doesn't matter if it's true or not. In some countries, it's horrible and they're giving us the wrong information. And because of secret agendas and stuff like this.
Yes.
Here they're giving us the right information, but it's bad for us because that's what people overseas see in the newspaper and said, we're not going to bring our money over here.
I mean, my daughter who lives in London is very worried about what Malema is saying and what's going to happen.
Because
where are we going?
She's
because
correct.
What will happen indirectly, whatever he said, he's really downgrading the country because a person sits over there. A manager in London, New York, or Hong Kong, he says, listen, I'm not going to bring the money here. Look what's happening.
Yeah,
he wants, you know, to kill all the white people. Unfortunately, when a person puts money, invests money in any country, he wants a return on his investment.
I mean, Zuma used to make statements which affected the rand dollar, affected the pound dollar, affected our standing. And now he's gone. So now we've got Julius Malema.
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 But we also have Ramaphosa that bring back the talking about land reform and new land laws that is not really illegal and go along with the constitution. So
where do we stand? That is the question.
I want to just
in a turmoil. I think it's a turmoil because, and you know, going back to what Roy says about, you know, and Peter about vigilantes, and you know, the most important thing, there is no respect. Nobody respects the law, so everybody does whatever you want.
Nobody respects the law. You're so correct.
I want the police.
I just want you guys to listen again to our friend Julius and what he said about the mayor. I just want you to
the mayor of Port Elizabeth.
Actually, every time I listen to it, I can't believe it. Just listen to that.
I'm going to remove the mayor of PE, who is a DA member and a leader, because the mayor of DA in PE is a white man. So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain because you have touched a white man.
Did we understand what he said?
Not really.
He says, these people mean us white people, I think. When you want to hurt them, you want to go after a white man.
So that
I think,
means
did the DA say anything?
He talked about two things, but separate. DA, fine, we understand it is opposition, but then he put the white man in. That's a problem.
Yes. So
DA, we understand.
He wants to make people put DA and white together. What is wrong?
That's DA, right.
Is not a white.
Absolutely, just to be around, not anymore.
Not even about the leader of the DA, about the members of the DA. Most of them are not white people. And
yeah.
Just in opposition to the ANC.
You remember
ANC.
That song playing at the background?
Yes.
I'm sure you remember it. It's the whitest... that's for you, Julius. It's a whiter kind of
whiter pale. Whiter shade of pale.
Whiter shade of pale.
Purple harem.
No, but this one came from Annie Lennox. But I love Annie Lennox.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's amazing. But I wonder, I mean, just in connection with what you said, this is for you, Julius. I just put it now.
Just put it.
I can't believe it. I don't mind being first in line at this. I'm not going to see what will happen, you know. Slit our throats. What did he say? Slit our throats.
Listen, I'm ready. I'm here. It's my country as well as it's Julius' country.
Yeah.
I wasn't here when the apartheid was on. Julius also wasn't here. Or he was a little baby when the apartheid was on. So I see himself exactly the same as me and have the same rights. So come, we'll go one on one. Let's see what will happen. What can I do?
So you're sending out a challenge.
Somebody says, Roy, today's not 25th January. Did I say 25th January?
Yes, did you?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was looking at 2-3. Please don't pay attention. Don't believe it to me. I always make a mistake. That was Gimple the Fool.
It's Gimple. Hi, Gimple.
Hi, Gimple.
The good thing is, Roy, that someone's listening out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I get lots of emails. Really, I do. And you know what? I get a lot of emails from overseas, which is amazing.
It's awesome.
Even though... And most of them South Africans. That,
like we said, that a lot of good South African, what we're calling brains, people that are educated, that have a profession, left this country because they have better chances
overseas,
and that's horrible.
This is a drain brain, you know what I mean?
He also said a brain drain.
The guy who nearly had his legs cut off. That sounds like a Tonya Harding, Nancy Corrigan story. I think maybe they saw
the movie.
I don't think
maybe these guys are
that clever, and that's why I asked Peter this morning about I, Tonya, because of this story
Liel didn't realize he was sick when we gave it publicity and we reviewed it, and he said, when is it coming out? I haven't heard anything about it. And I said, it's been out since the 16th of February.
Because
and
this story actually reminds me
of... And with Alison Janney being nominated, you know, she won the Oscar.
Yeah, she won the
Oscar. For her role as the mother. And the mother, amazing role. And it's close to the real thing, you know. That's what I'm being told.
And I love Alison. What's her name, Alison?
Jenny.
I love her. She's so funny. And so, another movie you talked about yesterday, I have to make this remark. It's Downsizing.
Downsizing, yes.
And you said first of all, I don't know what inches is. I learned
inches.
In centimeters. You said they downsizing people to 5 inches, and that's very small. So how come my wife told me that 5 inches, it's enormous? I don't understand. I have to beg the differ.
I'm not commenting on that.
Okay. We can laugh. We're going to come back just now. We're going to maybe... we're going to listen to the song, and it's Fool. I think it's a beautiful song. Annie Lennox, Why the Shade of Pale. And we're back. Our telephone numbers are WhatsApp numbers, 061-895-1019. Our studio numbers, not the new ones, our studio numbers, 010-140-3020 and 34519 will get you SMS to the office. So you can WhatsApp us, you can send us a voice note, you can actually do a lot of things today with technology.
Let us know how you're feeling.
Let us know
on
how
the
you're
subject
feeling.
We're talking about.
You know,
what is your innermost thoughts?
Yesterday, part of my team was so angry about whatever happened in Malema. And I'm telling you now, you got the right to be angry. But I think that two bads can never do good. Two bad things can never do good. It doesn't work that way. You cannot fight bad with bad. You can fight bad with good, I believe. I mean,
no, you're right, because you see, we're trying to reconcile over here, to forget the past, to heal the wounds. Now comes a person like...
But you know what he says, before you say, they say... The wounds didn't heal yet. Didn't heal completely yet. And we feel like we need to torture you. Or that's what I believe. They need to torture us.
I haven't
been there in a lot of...
But you said now that too bad doesn't make it good. You
no,
understand? So, to touch you again. But what happened yesterday...
So from this one, Moshe, the only ones that can take this country forward to a better place, and everybody can take this country forward, but to where? To a better place is the one that believes that everybody that is here. Mm. He's a South African citizen. He have a South African good interest in his heart, and that's what he wants to do. So I don't think that it's white or black or yellow or colored. It's about the people, and who we need to fight is the criminals and the people that are ruining our beautiful country.
Look yesterday, Liel, what happened with Malema, where Roy, you know, put his recording. So he said over there, you know, if he says take out Trulip, he's entitled to
100%.
He's a politician, DA is his opposition, but the moment he said take him out because he's white, that's where he starts. Now, in his mind, it's more strong because the people that he's talking to, they don't know merit, they see color. Because he said white, yes. Because he said if he didn't say white,
doesn't make any effect.
There's nothing to them. They don't understand. They don't feel the strength of
his
speech.
But I told you, what he's trying to do now is make the rural area people believe that DA are white people. If you will dare to vote for DA, you vote for white people. And that's very wrong. We all know that. DA is not a white
party.
It's an opposition party to the ANC, that's all.
It's a multiracial country, party, that's all. You know what I mean? Everybody,
but the ANC is also multiracial.
That's right.
What, the ANC is predominantly black?
It's predominantly black, but
there's a lot
there
of
were
Indian,
a lot of white people.
A lot of Indian people. There were a lot of Jewish people there.
Yeah, there were a lot of Jewish ANC
of
members. But a lot of them had left. They don't like what's going on at the moment.
Because the ANC are not living by his...
They're not living by Mandela's standards.
Yeah, no, because you see, all of them were Mandela. You know, Dennis Goldberg.
Yes.
This kind of... Tony Kasril, never mind that here, but
Joe Slovo,
you know, I mean, it was a different caliber altogether, you understand?
Yeah, but don't forget, you know, you're going back to, I mean, if you want to put the country forward, on the right foot forward, you have to remember that you have to follow countries like the United States that got a huge change now. I mean, the world is moving completely capitalistic. Now, if you're going to... Yeah, I mean, people are preaching still in South Africa. I mean, leaders of South Africa are still preaching...
Communism.
Which is ridiculous. Communism is...
dead.
It's not just dead. It's a proven failure. It's a proven failure.
Yeah, we know that.
Who succeeded with the communism? I mean, communism really proven... It's a beautiful idea, though.
Let me tell
but
you
it doesn't work with people. People like to go forward. They don't like to keep the same. Yeah?
Let me tell you. First of all, there's no communism. People don't understand. People say, God, China and Russia and this. There was no communism. The only place where really was communism was in Israel, in the kibbutz.
Yeah.
This is the real communism. It also fell away. But there's no communism. Even in Russia, people say communism, the people very, very wealthy people, very poor people.
100%. You know, my grandfather was a very rich person. He always said, if one day, and you guys must listen at home to that, if one day you're going to take all the money from everyone in the world, and the next day you're going to give each and every one of them $1 million at a time, $1 million. And next day you're going to have rich people and poor people.
Yeah.
That's
you're absolutely right.
This is 100%.
Well, there was a case of a guy who won the lottery.
Yeah.
And he won millions and millions of dollars. And within 3 weeks, he'd spent the entire amount because he'd never had it before. He was poor and he struck it lucky.
Crazy.
He didn't invest. He bought 6 brand new motor cars, 5 houses. And he didn't know how to use the money.
How much time it took him?
3 weeks.
That was the best 3 weeks of his life.
I'm sure it was. He wrote, he told everybody he visited places of ill repute. He drank a lot. He took drugs. He had a ball. But after 3 weeks,
sure
he had nothing to show for it. I beg your pardon?
I'm sure he's done it before.
Knew where to go.
Not as much. He didn't have the money.
So what I want to tell you, you know, when I was young, I've done, just before my trick, we've done like a, how do you call it? Like a work, like a
it's
essay.
It's called a final project.
A final project.
But
it's a big project, like 40 pages, and I've done it on Hitler. There were a lot of talks at the time. I mean, you know, we were young people, and it was really, really so as being a Jewish, you know, a Jewish person. So I've done a big project on Hitler. From, I mean, his life, his work, and his death. From basically from the beginning of his life to his death. And if you follow,
what age did he die?
Roy.
Shit, I don't remember.
He was around 50 or something.
No, a little bit older than that.
He wasn't that old, that's what I'm saying.
I can find it for you now. Okay. I actually don't remember. What I remember from the project, don't forget, I'm close to 60 now. And I'm talking, I was 18.
No, so let's say 50, close to 58, 18, it's...
Yeah. 40 years ago.
40?
40 years ago.
40?
Yes.
Oh my
God. So listen, let's
okay, let's not mention it again.
So when I've done the project, I still remember this part of the project, how he raised to power. And guys at home, I'm telling you now, this exactly I think the script is exactly Malema's script. He caught what's wrong in society and he hammered that. I don't think Malema cares about whites, blacks, whatever. He cares about his own pocket. Like Gayton McKenzie said to him, I mean, the other day on an open letter, he said, we're buying same Louis Vuitton shirts. We're buying the same Louis Vuitton shoes. But you preaching hate. So that's exactly what he said. And it's a winning combination.
But it depends who you're talking to. Who Hitler talked to and who Malema talked to, what...
Exactly that type of people. Hitler was talking to the farmers, the people didn't have money. If you remember,
peasants, Roy.
If you remember, in the 30s, I mean the end of the 30s, when he rose to power, in the 1930s, when he rose to power, the mark was losing, it had inflation rate of like 100,000% a year. It was ridiculous. You go to a restaurant and when you start eating the meal and you end eating the meal, you're paying 10 times more.
Germany had already lost the First World War.
Yeah.
And the country was really down on its knees.
I
just Googled, Hitler died when he was 56.
But he made enough damage. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, let me tell you something. People are talking about Nazism, which is very bad. But you know, just for you guys to know that for every person that the Nazis killed, the communists killed 10. So don't think the communists are clean-handed.
Communists.
Mao Zedong killed more than Stalin, my friend.
Okay. Mao Zedong and Stalin. Don't call it communism.
It's communism.
Nah.
What? No.
No.
It's not communism, or what they are. Nah. They
killed it because of Flower Boys.
Dictatorship. Stalin sent everybody to the gulag. You know what I mean? To Siberia to die over there.
They didn't kill.
You know the song
people.
In the background?
It's Peter Gabriel.
No, it's Billy Joel. Leningrad. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I put it on.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, but we're gonna go to a little bit happier things. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think with the rain outside, and we really
need to shift the mood.
People
a little,
won't
Roy.
Get out of bed this morning.
Yeah, but so let me give you something to get out of bed.
Oh yeah.
So that's Four Tops. And we're back. 010-140-3020-061-895-1019. 34519 is our SMS line. We've got an SMS from a guy named Avi or Afi or...
Avi.
Or Ibrahim. I'm not sure what his name is. He says, Israel/Palestine, happy days. Then he says, trade. Then he says, apartheid is alive and well and living in Israel. Viva Palestine, Avi. Well, if you think, Avi or Afi or Ibrahim, if you think, you don't tell me what to do. If you think that there's apartheid in Israel, come challenge me, call me. Let me challenge you and show you how many judges, high court judges, you're allowed to vote in Israel. And I wouldn't let you vote, and I'm not Malema. I would not let you vote, but in any case, if you think there's apartheid in Israel, come challenge me. Come challenge me online. You can call me, 010-140-3020. You can call my cell phone number if you want. You can call my office if you want. You can come and visit me. 341 Jan Smart 7, I'll be happy to see you. Let's take it from here. Where are we? We were talking about... I mean, how can be a person such an idiot to think that Israel is an apartheid state? Everything is open in Israel. You're allowed to say anything you want. How can it be an apartheid state?
It's called Please explain ignorance, to me, Sunshine. Right?
Yeah, ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. You know what? I know a guy which is quite ignorant. He wakes up in the morning... He's always happy. No matter what happened, he's happy. What? You heard Malema say, he's happy.
So maybe Avi is this guy.
That's not Avi. Can't be Avi.
Do you wake up every morning happy, Roy?
I'm happy.
Do you
I'm
take
quite
each
happy.
Day in the morning, say, it's going to be a good day. Put out positive vibe.
I believe that if you wake up and say, when people ask you, how are you, Peter? You got two choices. You can say, all good, or you can say, oh, terrible. If you say terrible, you get in yourself into that particular mood of terribleness, you know?
But if you went, South Africans always say, you go into a restaurant, the first thing they say, hello, how are you? In America or in England, they're not interested in how are you. They never say, hello, how are you? They just say good morning and they serve you. But it's interesting. So if you want to change this concept and someone says, how are you? You can say, well, I've got a terrible pain in my stomach, and go into great detail. I'll stop asking you how you are. I'm telling you.
The right thing is, I believe that if, when you wake up in the morning and say to yourself, even you say, you know what, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great, this is a great day, let me see what productive I can do, what good I can do today, think about positive things, I promise you'll do right. And you know what, I'm not talking for many, I'm not a radio man, I'm talking from my heart. When anybody is asking me, how are you, I always say, thank God, all good.
But in your business, Roy, you meet a whole conglomeration of people. From poor people who come in trying to sell something to very rich people.
We don't really aim. I tell you something, I don't like taking from the poor. And I'm not Robin Hood. I'm not saying Robin Hood, but I don't like taking from the poor. But in my business is not aimed for poor people.
No, but what I meant was that you see a whole range of people coming into your shop.
We see a whole range of people.
And I mean, some people who come into your shop, they need money.
They need money, but don't say they're poor people.
No, I don't mean they're poor from the point of view they're living in.
The vast amount of business that we get is, let me give an example. A guy in Hyde Park's got a house with 20 million rands. He's got a car with 3 million rands, and he comes to me to borrow 200,000-300,000 because he's just now landed a container, and the 200,000 is just the money for the VAT. That's the guys I'll help. Not really the guys that come and doesn't have 100 rands in his pocket. It's not that I aim for it. It's just the way it is. It's difficult for me to deal with poor people because I just give money. I'm an idiot that way. I mean, how many times you sit in my office, see me give me, all right, just take money and go away.
Yeah, I have.
It's just
you're almost an amateur psychologist, because you have to be when you sit and talk to people, and they pour out their heart to you, don't they, Roy?
They do. They do pour it out to you. I must say, yes, you deal sometimes with divorced. And you know what? I feel, you know, you many times come to divorced women, and everybody thinks a divorced woman is so bad and whatever. You know what? Did you ever pay attention to a divorced man? He's actually stuffed much more than a woman.
He's what?
I wouldn't say the F word, but I'm saying stuffed more, much
stuffed.
More
than,
yeah, he paid for the ring. That's what Roy is trying.
No, he's actually the guy that don't see the kids. He's the guy that gives him so many
problems. He's a bad side.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the, I mean, I really feel much more for divorced men than divorced women, because they normally, I'm not saying the whole time, and there's a lot of really bad men out there. But there's some good men out there.
Putting women in awful position.
Yeah.
So we're not really going to call them men, because they're not doing their duty as men.
Yeah.
When you say awful positions, what are you talking about? And what sort of positions?
Not paying his share of what he need to pay.
That's terrible.
That's
leaving a lot of anguish. Listen, a woman that get divorced, she have two kids, and you know very well how much is to bring two kids up in South Africa today. It's very expensive. And if you leave someone by himself to do that, even if you don't live with them anymore, if you
it is very difficult. I mean, you have to do your part. But after you do your part, you have to get your whatever it's yours. You have to, you know, she has to allow you to see the kids.
But then you have to.
But there's a law now that the law changed in favor of the father for the maintenance and for the visitation.
It's like in jail, the
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what I wanted to say,
visitation rights.
That you need to decide. That's why Peter says, psychologically, you need to decide if the woman or the man that's sitting in front of you and trying to sell you this diamond ring are telling you the truth, or just trying to tell your story to make you feel for them and pay more. And you have to, as much as you have to be with them and believe them and you know, be very sincere about it, sympathetic about it. You also need to be very, very sharp in your brain and said, listen, I'm not going to let this manipulation decide what I'm going to do.
Because
otherwise, you're not doing your business. You just...
That's right. Are you a businessman or you're social worker?
Thank you.
I think you're both, actually.
At the end of the day, we are business people, and we need to think about business first. And it's very nice to hear the stories, but you have to understand one thing, that, like Roy said, people are, before they're coming to us, they have weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years to plan what they're
going
to, how they're going to BS us as much as they can. And we need to sit there and listen to it. And some people are not built for it.
You know what you must say always to your wife? He says, of course I've got talent. I'm really good in bed. Sometimes I sleep more than 10 hours. Yeah.
And the other guy said he thinks he's have the world record. He's so good in bed. He's have the world record for fastness in
bed. You know, sometimes I drink water just to surprise my liver.
Keep him on his toes.
Roy?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard you're addicted to brake fluid, but you can stop any time.
It is important to make breaks between individual exercises. You know that.
Yes.
I personally stick to breaks. 3-4 years break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you hear about the guy who was driving the AA truck? And he saw a man that stopped on the highway and he was crying uncontrollably. And the guy was going to a breakdown.
Hearing voices in your head is normal. Listening to them is quite common. Arguing with them, acceptable. It is only when you lose that argument that you get real trouble.
Yeah. People are starting with Pesach jokes.
No, the guy was at a funeral.
Yeah.
And he saw that bereavers, and they were carrying the coffin, and they were moving in and out, and then they moved back, and then they moved around. And the guy said to the other guy, he said, do you know what's going on? And the guy said, yes, he's lost the plot.
Yeah. You know, according to my mirror, I'm pregnant. The father is Nutella.
I don't understand that one at all.
You don't understand?
No.
Nutella. Now you understand?
No.
No. Okay.
The chocolate, really? You know.
They talked in the news now about someone that is a professional beer drinker and is going to a competition to be a judge and everything. I think I can qualify for that.
Yeah. As a professional beer drinker?
That's why my mirror told me I'm pregnant.
Your mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the ugliest of them all? My grandmother!
You know, it's always nice to end. Though we're getting to end the show just now, so it's always nice to end it on a funny note, on a light note. But let me tell you something. Today, in 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, carrying a total of 239 people, disappears en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. 2004, a new constitution is signed by Iraq Governing Council. That was 2004. In 1985 today, a supposed failed assassination attempt on Islamic cleric Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadullah in Beirut, Lebanon, killed at least 45 people. I remember that. And injured 175 others. In 1983, the Cold War, talking about the Cold War times, while addressing a convention of evangelists, U.S. President Ronald Reagan labeled the Soviet Union as the evil empire. I think they were invited, but they're still today. I mean, do you know, the legend said that Putin takes...
Did you see what happened in England now?
No, what happened?
Mm-hmm. What? About the ex espionage. You know, the Russians, if you've been with the Russian and you betray them, they will find you, you know.
They will find
wherever
you
are. So now an ex spy, Russian spy,
yeah,
that live in England because he came to England and talk about the Russians and everything. He revealed secrets. He lived in a long time ago. He lives in England. Him, his wife, and another policeman that tried to help them, both in very bad condition in the hospital. They say they attacked them with very special nerve gas that you can't find anywhere, and it's something crazy. Only the Russians can do that.
I just want to go back to Sergio Mendez.
Is he Jewish?
Black-eyed.
No, that's the black eyed peas with Sergio.
Maskenada. And we just want to say our goodbyes. The time is now 9:55, and I'm very sorry about this morning. I told you this. It was very optimistic of me. On the 25th of January.
Almost
I don't know.
It's December already.
It's 8th of March. Believe it or not, we're 3 months down the line. I don't want to say, because last month I actually jinxed the year. I mean, when it starts 1st of January, or is it November?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do we have to say the date every time we go on air?
We don't
don't have
I
to.
Think people
I, don't
know.
Think, I don't think so.
It's rain, lovely rain. No, I hope it rains all day.
I hope it's going to stop tomorrow because I really want to go to the river and really want to enjoy my time at the river. So rain, please. The guy that's responsible there for the rain, you can take it to Cape Town. I don't care. I really need it that side.
It's river deep, mountain high. You know the song, Tina Turner.
No. So, what do I want to say? I want to say goodbye from all of us. I want to tell you to give you a good Shabbos. And really, I mean, be good people. I mean, what can I say?
Enjoy the weekend. Have a great weather. And
even to Julius, have a good weekend. Enjoy. Be healthy. Prosperous. Just be, you know, wish good to people. Yes. Maybe they'll be happy.
Good.
I don't know.
Good. Take
and
care.
And if you're angry, don't be angry. Don't be angry. Why? Why to be angry? Guys, have a lekker weekend. And a good Shabbos. And, that's it. Enjoy this wonderful song.